Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This will be a day long remembered. The last stand of little Tim Geithner, scam artist. This could be the beginning of the complete collapse of the private Federal Reserve system. We are on the verge of an audit of the institution. Tim Geithner, as the head of the New York Fed, that controls the entire private Federal Reserve system, it's the true power position. The Fed chairman is a spokesman, a puppet. As head of the New York Fed, he worked with his former Goldman Sachs boss, then current Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, to give over $200 billion of the trillions of dollars stolen directly into the hands of AIG to then be secretly served out to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others, directly benefiting the men that gave the orders to pump the $200-plus billion into their own pockets. An open crime, we cover it in the Obama deception. We cover it in the fall of the Republic. Ron Paul has been hammering it. The In the Fed movement has been hammering the truth. And make no mistake, we've done our job. As Ron Paul said in McKinney Ruff's Outside Austin in 2004, I put him in my film Matrix of Evil, he said, when the banks collapse society by design, we have to be there before, during, and after explaining that they are the criminals. Or they will use the crisis to give themselves unlimited financial power, a financial dictatorship. That's what Copenhagen was about, openly paying taxes on air travel, food, water, gasoline, GDP, cell phones, health care, everything, to the private IMF and World Bank, who are the international holding companies of what we know of as the Bank of England and the private Federal Reserve. Now, just like with Al Capone, they got him on income tax evasion. Couldn't get him for all the Valentine's Day massacres and the rest of it. Couldn't get him for all the whorehouses, for all the liquor, for all the money laundering, for all the other murders. They got him on a technicality, and it's the same thing with little Timmy Geithner. He lied and said that, oh, he was the head of the New York Fed, but he knew nothing. He said this a month ago. He knew nothing, like Sergeant Schultz says in Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. And he told Congress that. He told the American people that. Well, he's on television live right now. We're going to condense it down and play some clips later in the last hour today. And, of course, tomorrow, in hindsight, we'll have time to analyze it. But the word is he's still stonewalling. I have some transcripts here. I've been scanning over them. The word is he's still defending himself and saying he knew nothing about the New York Federal Reserve that he headed ordering AIG to not disclose in financial filings and to Congress and to the IRS that the lion's share of the money was going to Goldman Sachs and other secretive institutions. And now I have Bloomberg, I have Reuters, I have several other mainstream publications, My Bank Tracker, reporting they've got the email. They've got the email where Geithner was calling the shots. Of course he was. This guy, even The Nation magazine is saying, needs to go to prison. Prison. You are an open criminal, Geithner, and we've called you out. It's not enough for you to resign. You need to go to prison.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's a very, very special day in the fight against the private parasite corporate government that is ruling the planet right now illegitimately. It's so criminal, it's so fraudulent, it's so illegitimate that if we just expose these people and all the public crimes they commit, they will fall. And the aura of invincibility, the aura of infallibility, the aura of omnipresent godlikeness of the Wall Street criminal class is evaporating. It is a parasitic group of reprobate control freaks, psychopaths, sociopathic looters who founded the CIA, who have turned America into an engine of evil and tyranny, who run the modern environmental movement as a pretext to tax and control our lives. And all of these facts have gone from being something that maybe 5% of the population knew 10 years ago, maybe 5%, so I'd say about 40% of the population now understand this. I mean, really understand it. And according to Gallup polls, it was 75% that wanted to audit or abolish the Fed, what, 6-8 months ago? I saw a poll of right at 90% just a few weeks ago that want to abolish the Fed and want criminal investigations of it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the flu hoax blew up in their face, criminal investigations. Everything we said now coming out mainstream news. Their WMDs blew up in their face, pun intended. Their banker bailout, it's now been exposed, was, of course, a complete swindle and a fraud and staged. And they engage in financial terrorism, saying, we're going to have a depression if you don't give us these trillions. And then we got the Goldman Sachs documents, thanks to McClatchy newspapers, where they were engineering the whole thing to destroy their competition, make trillions of dollars, and consolidate power. Their global warming, their man-made global warming fraud, completely imploded in absolute, complete retreat. The BBC, The Age, all the big establishment publications and TV networks who were stonewalling ClimateGate now say, okay, it's a complete fraud. I mean, I have stacks of news here today. Because, see, their stonewalling only destroys them faster. Their stonewalling, their hoaxes, when they're caught red-handed, it's like coming in the kitchen and your five-year-old has climbed up on the counter and has their hand in the cookie jar, and they're not supposed to do that without permission, and their hand is in it, and they look at you and say, my hand is not in the cookie jar. They get in a lot more trouble for that. But this isn't a five-year-old climbing up on the counter getting a cookie. This is criminals in suits robbing all of us. If we don't expose them, if we don't arrest them, they are going to foist NORTHCOM, Homeland Security on us as the mafia thugs, the mafia street enforcers for their mafia operation to pick up every man, woman, and child by their ankles and shake their pockets empty into their giant gutters of cash. It's simple. They have done all this premeditatedly. They have created enough money for themselves to buy the world over, not hundreds, but thousands of times, according to the economists we've interviewed. They all agree. Thousands of times. They can buy the whole world thousands of times, but it's all made up. Just because they run the Pentagon and run NORTHCOM and wear fancy suits and sit up there with their Ivy League repertoire of baloney doesn't mean that they are allowed to just create enough currency and credit for themselves to buy the world while it's not enough for them because they have to force you to sell. So they have to shut Main Street down, shut the main economy down, shut the culture down, bankrupt, drive everybody into the poorhouse so they can be the lender of last resort and run our lives. They want to bankrupt the states. They want to bankrupt the hospitals. They want to bankrupt everything, and they're doing a great job of it. But Ron Paul, myself, and millions of other people have been there for decades exposing this parasite class and what they've done. And millions of patriotic Americans who knew the truth and who got laughed at by their neighbors when you told them that the Federal Reserve was predatory, that it was parasitic, they were creating a giant bubble to implode the economy by design. People 15 years ago, I remember writing books and publications about how the Club of Rome planned to implode the world economy and make everybody buy carbon taxes from the IMF and World Bank because that's what the Club of Rome said they would do. There were people in the 60s that knew the enemy's game plan. And who were they? People like Anthony Sutton at Stanford Research, at major institutions like the Hoover Institution, congressional investigators, former generals, CIA officers. I mean, do you know who the founders of the Patriot Movement were? You go back 50 years ago, they were mainly people in the system who were told the plan, and they said, I am not going along with this. And back then, they killed most people who were insiders and blew the whistle. Because they knew if this got out early, they would have never been able to carry it out. But the good news is, in the last 20 years, there have been too many of us telling the truth for them to intimidate us all, COINTELPRO us all, demonize us all, kill us all, audit us all. Oh, if you were Red Beckman, an Air Force officer who found out about this in the 50s, and you came out and exposed it, yeah, they came and tried to take his kids and bulldozed his house and did everything else to him under the sun. Do you have any idea what the men and women sacrificed when nobody knew this information, maybe 0.1% out of 100? When maybe 1 in 1,000 knew what they went through, the hell they went through to bring you this information all these years, so that now, right as the New World Order is openly being founded, it is beginning to collapse. And they will continue to build on top of the collapsed structures. It will continue to get worse. But you can see the mathematics. They still got the initiative and the money and the power, but it's eroding faster and faster. And we've reached the waypoint where there's all these huge structures of the New World Order that still have to be exposed, routed out, dealt with. Society has been scientifically degenerated into a bunch of backstabbing goblin-like creatures. And so even if you remove the current crop of criminals, if the institutions and the power structure and the big government still there, it will be peopled by even worse scum. More reckless scum. So there are great dangers. Don't just think because we are exposing this group of criminals that the structure doesn't live on. It must be removed. It must be absolutely decimated. It must be pulverized. It must be annihilated. The salt must be put into the earth in the enemy institutions. We must not leave one stone in their system standing. You understand that? It's like in the Soviet Union. Every single statue of Mao and Lenin and Stalin need to be pulled down. It's the same thing. These are the enemies of humanity. I'm watching Geithner live right now on television, and gone is all that arrogance. Gone is the power trip. His body language has completely changed. He is a cornered rat. He is an arrogant, sacrificial lamb for the bankers. And look, this isn't going to work. Throwing him under the bus. They've tried to put up this facade that they've done nothing wrong and no one could stop them. It's not going to work. Bernanke, Greenspan, Summers, Rubin, the private executives at the big banks and brokerage firms who worked in tandem with government in all of these different swindling operations, they need to go to prison. These guys have stolen amounts of money millions of times larger than what the Keating Five did. The Keating Five stole a couple billion. We're talking about 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. I don't know, different estimates are 3 to 10 billion that the Keating Five swindled because the accounting and the federal government and the whitewashes, but let's just say it's 3 billion. Jaron, do me a calculation and a calculator if you can on the computer. When you divide 3 billion into 1,500 trillion, how much bigger is that magnitude of fraud? Because I don't want to just guesstimate and, you know, say this is thousands of times bigger, the swindles. I mean, this is a tsunami, a solid wall of fiat garbage derivatives. And hey, it's worked good for them the last decade, buying up everything. Media, industry, defense, cities, counties, land. If you won't sell, they use the environmental brigades they openly fund to take over your property. You go to a smart growth conference like they have here in Austin every few years, and it's nothing but bankers up on the stage saying, here's how we're going to take everybody's property. They don't even hide it. I remember in 1998, the first time I went to one, I was as white as a sheet, watching them hour after hour just celebrating openly their evil. Yeah, well, listen, you arrogant crooks. This is the beginning of the end for you. Geithner has been caught red-handed. He lied and said that he didn't give the orders to AIG to hide the money to Goldman Sachs, and now it's come out that we have the emails. He's a big fat liar.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Webster Tarpley, economist, George Humphrey, economist. Top trader, analyst, Bob Chapman. They all agree, along with many other economists we've interviewed, that it is at least $1,500 trillion, or $1.5 quadrillion, stolen and artificially created, which then devalues the world's currencies. All the currencies are being devalued simultaneously in a coordinated fashion to attempt to hide it. from the world population. You heard Dr. Mark Faber, top analyst and economist from Switzerland, yesterday saying the same thing. This robs everyone. Now, the Keating Five, and I pulled it up during the break, I was correct, they're estimated to steal between $2 billion and $10 billion. No one really knows, because then you can look at other markets that affected, but the amount of money they got was just a few billion. Let's just say $3 billion. There's different numbers. I mean, let's say it's $10 billion, but we did the numbers at $3 billion. $3 billion divided into 1.5 quadrillion. In fact, somebody ought to write a blurb at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, one of our great writers, and point this out. What the Keating Five stole, what they actually physically got, versus what the bankers have done. So 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, when divided by 3 billion. Matt Ryan, what did you guys come up with?
Well, we put it through Wolfram Alpha, which is the most advanced calculation engine on the web today. We found that $3 billion will go into 1.5 quadrillion 500,000 times.
So, see, I just said this is thousands of times bigger, because I knew that was conservative. But we want to be scientifically specific here. So, give people the magnitude of those numbers, Matt Ryan, one more time.
$3 billion will go into 1.5 quadrillion exactly 500,000 times.
500,000 times bigger of a scam than the biggest in history with the Keating Five.
Absolutely. And the numbers here are undeniable. It's a remarkable...
And Professor Black says the same thing in Fall of the Republic, too. He says this is by orders of magnitude, that this is almost the power of infinity.
Pretty much, yes. I mean, this is...
They made infinity money for themselves. And they've got the Pentagon, who they bought off, and all these big companies standing around. Are you guys in the Pentagon... I'm talking about the brass, the rank and file, I have no idea. Are you really going along with this? You stage a few terror attacks so the public lets you garrison troops, and then we get the internal Homeland Security documents, and of course, the number one enemy is returning veterans with guns, libertarians, conservatives, and in the fetters. The enemy of the criminal bankers. The enemy of the criminal bankers is the number one enemy of Homeland Security. I mean, it's a very simple equation, Matt Ryan.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you look at these figures and you compare it, for example, to us versus Bill Gates, it would make Bill Gates look like a penniless bum. I mean, if you look at just how much money these people stole, it's 500,000.
Well, that's why when you hear Bill Gates is the richest man in the world with 70 billion or whatever, it's a complete joke. The Queen of England had tens of billions of dollars in 1800s numbers. I mean, the Rockefellers were billionaires in 1900. And they scammed everybody, just like with the Federal Reserve Act. They had the banks come out against the Federal Reserve Act to trick everyone, like they had the insurance companies who wrote, it's now come out, the insurance takeover, the health care debacle, the insurance, not bailout, but robbery. Again, all of these are robbery hoaxes. 9/11 is a police state launch war hoax. The flu is a... set up a military dictatorship, set up a forced inoculation dictatorship, make tens of billions, hoax. The global climate change is a banker hoax to steal trillions and to get control over all industry and be able to shut down whoever they don't like. The banker bailout was not a banker bailout. It was a takeover. When they pop their Ponzi scheme, they get even more power. They make money on the way up and the way down. There's no telling what these people have got. A lot of analysts we've talked to estimate that the Rothschilds are worth $300 trillion. Because, you see, just because they create 1.5 quadrillion or 1,500 trillion doesn't mean it's real. They have to use fake environmentalism to take property, bankrupt states to get real assets. They don't really have all that money. Give the people the number one more time, Matt Ryan.
$300 billion will go into $3 billion.
$3 billion.
$3 billion.
I mean, is that what you put into there?
Yeah, it is $3 billion. $3 billion will go into 1.5 quadrillion 500,000 times. That's 1/500,000th of the total amount.
Thank you for joining us. So I was correct. It's thousands of times bigger, just 500,000 times bigger. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Little Timmy Geithner is done with his testimony, and Henry Paulson is swaggering in, but he looks like a balloon that's had the air taken out of it. Looks like a man marching to the gallows. And let me tell you, that's one of the big kingpins right there, boy. He gave himself a waiver as the head of the Department of the Treasury, as Secretary of the Treasury, to give himself $200-plus million in one payment out of the billions given to AIG that was then given to Goldman Sachs that he was the former head of. And his former employee, former Goldman Sachs executive, Tim Geithner at the private New York Fed, the head corporation that runs the whole system in North America and is one of the majority owners. It's all very secretive, but the word is the Federal Reserve is the majority owner. Partners with the Bank of England over the IMF and World Bank. And he is now testifying. I can't wait for everybody to pull the juicy clips out of this and aggregate it up on YouTube. We'll have it all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you by this evening. We've got Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and others. Aaron Dykes is on assignment in California, interviewing Dr. Stan Monteef for the upcoming film we're working on. And then he's going to Tennessee to interview someone else. So just leave it at that. But very, very exciting what's going on. Here's Bloomberg. Fed email to Geithner cites bank benefit from AIG. Timothy F. Geithner has denied that the financial condition of American International Group, Inc.'s bank counterparties was a consideration in structuring the insurer bailout. Was told by a senior colleague that the rescue was a way to remove uncertainty from the firms. So he said he knew nothing about that. As if the head of the New York Fed didn't know that New York Fed lawyers, because they're the real boss, told AIG not to disclose who was getting the money. Then Geithner and Paulson and all the rest of them, this whole gaggle of thieves, Summers, Rubin, all of them have been on television. They've testified saying, we won't let you know where the money is. Private Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, over and over again. How many clips do I have in Obama deception and Fall of the Republic with them live on television saying, under oath, we will not tell you where the bailout money went. So that's their public policy, is to criminally say we won't tell you where the money went. But then it is public knowledge because of tax returns that he gave himself, Henry Paulson testifying live now on Capitol Hill, that he gave himself a waiver for over $200 million. And he's just a mid-level capo. That's what a mid-level capo gets for running the heist for the owners of the system. We always hear about CEOs. We always hear about bag men. We always hear about Geithner and Summers and Rubin making their hundreds of millions. One of the big banks involved in the scam, their CEO, I saw the number, got over $2 billion in 1 year. But that's nothing. You never hear about the shareholders. The big diversion is capping CEOs' pay and things like that. And, oh, look at the bonuses. That's all a red herring. It's the trillions. 28 plus trillion and growing in the last, what is it, October 2008. October, November, December, and then 12 months. That's 15 months. January's almost over. So in the last 16 months, a few days shy of 16 months, October 3rd, when they got the power to steal whatever they wanted, at least on paper, fraudulently, these guys aren't God. They can't do things that are criminal, even if they're running the system and say they can. Under common law, under the Constitution, they're just like everybody else. The law applies to them. They're not above the law, but they said it didn't apply because they gave themselves waivers. So in 15 months and 3 weeks, they have stolen over $28 trillion that we know of. And what? 20 billion or so were bonuses to the little bag men, the technicians, the figureheads, the front men, the big five bank heads and all their vice presidents and minions, the big four brokerage firms and all their minions, their secretaries. I saw reports where secretaries at Goldman Sachs were getting $1 million, $2 million, $3 million bonuses. Everybody gets a bonus. of your money, of your tax money. So let's stop talking about the secretary that got $1,400,000. You know, the lowest bonuses I saw were over $1 million. Let's stop talking about the people that gave themselves $200 million, like Paulson. Why aren't we talking about the actual shareholders? Why aren't we talking about the trillions that they won't even say where it went? Most of it to offshore banks. That's the big issue here, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, email to former New York Fed President Timothy Geithner reveals discussion of AIG bailout. Something Geithner said he had nothing to do with. And this is only the tip of the iceberg with these emails that Congress is trying to get. They've declared national security in 2008. They engaged in financial terrorism. To me, that's the biggest crime here. To come out and tell Congress, Henry Paulson, the man on television right now, live, we got Senator Inhofe, we got multiple congressmen here on air to tell you that they were threatened with total martial law if they didn't give the banks this power. And then the banks went out on television, Congress still said no in late September, and so in the final days of September, the first 2 days of October, Paulson and Geithner and Bernanke and Summers and Rubin and Obama and McCain, the whole crew pulled together, team tyrant against the American people, people of the world. They all pulled together and came out all over television in a unified five-day blitz and said they didn't vote for the bailout. And if you don't bail us out, there's going to be a depression. And the stock market fell by several thousand points. And I took my kids out to soccer practice that weekend leading into October 3rd, later in the week. And I watched every one of those yuppies with newspapers and their Blackberries and their iPhones looking down at them and almost crying watching their 401ks go down on average by over 40%. That was financial terrorism. I didn't have a BlackBerry out looking at stocks because I don't own any stocks. I don't have a 401k. I don't involve myself in all of that gambling, swindling system. Yeah, it made a lot of you out there a lot of money, but at the expense of our country's future and your children's future. It was a casino. And like a rigged casino, they know you were a high-rolling yuppie. You thought you were making $400,000 a year in the last decade, and when you came in, they let you win the first few times at that rigged roulette table with magnets in it and steel in the middle of that little white ball. And they could just hit a button and let you win, 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 setting you up. Cutting the profits off the top of themselves, buying up the media, buying up the defense industries, buying up, getting all our states in debt, jacking up the taxes and regulations, knowing they were going to shut it all off. And I'm going to tell the yuppies something else. Things aren't going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. But slowly, slow, coordinated destruction of the economy so they can consolidate it. You are going to be ruined by this. We are going to be ruined by this. Crime is already exploding. Homelessness is exploding. Joblessness is exploding. Society is falling apart by design. Geithner takes the hot seat at AIG hearing, defends himself, says he knew nothing about money going to Goldman Sachs, says he didn't know that his underlings told them to make it secret when he's all over television previously saying, it's a secret, I won't tell you. They're caught red-handed, and now we have the emails that he was calling the shots. Of course he was calling the shots. He was the head of the New York Fed that gave the order. New emails show AIG mold bank payment disclosures with Geithner. He lied to Congress. He's a crook. Wall Street Journal, New York Fed told AIG to shield payouts. Geithner emailed to AIG, withhold details about swap deals with Goldman Sachs and subprime loans. Emails obtained by the ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Representative Daryl Issa, support claims that Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's actions in handling the financial crisis and the bankers on Wall Street warrants deeper investigation. Yeah, that's the mainstream media hiding it in plain view. This should be a bigger issue. I mean, they're in trouble, but really, Bloomberg's got a blurb. A few others do. This has been out for 2 days. Took me 2 days to find out about this. And we're news hounding. We've got our snout in the news trough looking, rooting. Here's the Wall Street Journal headline today. AIG hearings, Geithner's last stand. That's right. Here's the Nation magazine, the big liberal intelligentsia. What do they have to say? They're jumping ship. The Nation, Geithner must go, their editorial board. The first casualty, the presidential debacle. Wasn't a debacle, Nation. It was all designed. A coordinated swindle, coordinated with Clinton, Bush, and then Obama. They started this operation in the late 90s, on record. The first casualty, the president's political debacle, will likely be Tim Geithner, the severely overconfident, arrogant, hubris-filled Treasury Secretary, well known as a lapdog of Wall Street. Geithner was effectively repudiated by the president last week when Barack Obama abruptly announced a new, more aggressive approach to financial reform. But the immediate threat to Geithner is the scandal of collusion and possible illegal behavior gathering around the Federal Reserve Bank of New York for its mega-billion-dollar takeover of insurance giant AIG. Yeah, they took it over and used it as a conduit to give themselves the bailout money because they didn't want to give it directly to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and a bunch of other big banks. Now, Obama has done this before. In February, and we covered it in Obama Deception that came out a month later in March, we show the scam. Obama comes out and says, don't worry, I'm really mad at Wall Street and the bankers getting rich and I'm fighting them. Meanwhile, he was completely financed by them, four times the money McCain got from them, completely run by the most Wall Street run presidency ever. And that's saying something. And he said, I'm going to cap CEOs, and I'm going to go after bad banks, and I'm going to cap their bonuses. And then he signed an executive order that the media literally didn't report on, but we cover it. At first, they didn't report on it, saying retroactively and into the future on the bailout deal, which goes into perpetuity in the future until we go and stop it in Congress, that all the big banks were exempt. Now, then it started coming out in the media when myself and many others exposed it. Lou Rockwell, countless others exposed it. Ron Paul exposed it. So then they threw Senator Dodd under the bus and said, Dodd did this, because they got a law passed separately. They said in that supposed stimulus package, the auto bailout, had nothing to do with the auto bailout. Most of it was just attaching a bunch of other stuff in there to scam. And it said, oh, except the big banks, we're exempt from this. And that's what this new banking talk is. I've looked at what they're proposing. And what they've done is, if you're a small-town bank that's done business right, and you got a couple bankers on the board that made a lot of money the old-fashioned way, by loaning people money, by actually trying to build up their community, bedrock of the community, we need lending, we need banks locally, they just start sending in regulators controlled by Goldman Sachs. They literally have almost every top position. If they don't, it's J.P. Morgan Chase or others. They control the regulators, and they go in and take over your state bank. They come and take over your rural bank. They come in and take over your farming or local industry bank. They grab WAMU flush with cash and just eat it. They're pirates. They don't want banks locally loaning to you. That's come out in their documents. That they said, well, we're going to have too much inflation if the public actually gets this money. We'll just keep it for ourselves. Because you won't really see inflation when they're busy buying up depressed real estate. It's one of the little tricks they run. And I'm talking about ports. I'm talking about factories. And then they move them out of the country. The only part of the money in the so-called auto bailout that had nothing to do with that, the only thing it had to do with it was giving billions of dollars to move General Motors to Brazil, Eastern Europe, Russia, and China. Yeah! Yeah, your tax money to move them out of the country. What you have is just a sickening, unbelievable, festering orgy of theft going on. And these criminals are going down.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Destroy us.
They're going to destroy.
We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to simulcast the second, third, and fourth hour today live streaming video, more than just a webcam, multicam shoot, document cam, video clips. Get to see the research we do live on air as I call for Googling of articles and documents at PrisonPlanet.tv. We then archive it for PrisonPlanet.tv members, along with thousands of previous shows we've done, all 20-plus of my films, expanded extras from the DVDs only at PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, now out of print, Paul Watson's book, now out of print, old archive shows from over a decade that we've posted there from Local Access, 6 years up and running in April. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a year membership instead of a monthly trial and get 3 months free. We always do that Christmas special where you sign up during Christmas, you get 5.5 months, but hey, 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, what I'm going to do is, in the third and fourth hour, we're going to have open phones on the Geithner and Paulson hearings. We're going to get into all the other news. But in the next hour, I want to focus in on the imploding. And when I say imploding, folks, I mean imploding. Past my wildest dreams. This is unbelievable. This is turning into an absolute, complete rout. And the headline states it at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson. Global warming fraud collapses amidst deception and scandal. I have a giant stack of news I'm going to be covering in the next hour. James Dillingpole will be joining us. He writes for the Times of London, the Sunday Times, the Daily Telegraph, and for The Spectator. He's going to be with us for a full hour to chronicle the complete and total implosion and rout of these criminals. Now, their cult, their Gaia cult, their anti-private property cult is still operating all over the world, but they are completely discredited. We must rout them. But at the international level, the fraud has imploded. Every day, multiple confirmed reports come out of premeditated fraud by the UN and their allied universities in racketeering doing this by design. Every day, four, five, six huge bombshells that I can't even believe. That dwarf climate gate. Not just them talking about covering stuff up and hiding the decline in temperature and how it's natural, but the UN knowing that man has no effect on the atmosphere. The sun is just unbelievably powerful. The fact that they know the Himalayas aren't melting. The fact that they, of course, knew that glaciers get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. There's a natural contracting and expanding. The fact that they knew there's always an ozone hole naturally over the poles in different times of year. The fact that they know polar bears are exploding in numbers and are the greatest land swimmer. I mean, I didn't need them to tell me that was a fraud when saying they couldn't swim. You know, I read all this children education literature because we homeschool, and I read it all. I mean, I read tons of it, and it just every one of them states that polar bears are all basically dying and can't swim, and that penguins can't swim. I mean, come on. 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5, it equals 4. Penguins are aquatic birds. Polar bears hunt in the water. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.